Okay, everybody, let me have your attention if I can. Let me have your attention. We are going to go ahead and get started today. We're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to talk a little bit different for just a moment, and we're going to jump right into our topic today. But I am so glad that all of you as teenagers are here. I know we're a little bit packed in here, but we really are. We're going to have a great time in here. It's not going to be so much of a preaching session today. We're really going to learn. I want you to think outside the box for a little bit, but let's have a word of prayer. I'm going to talk a little bit about West Coast Baptist College and what we can do for you, and then we'll jump right into our session. Hope everybody has a session note, and if you do not, we'll get those to you here in just a moment. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, so much for your son. Thank you so much for all of these teenagers. Lord, thank you for their willingness to be here at this conference. Lord, we're excited, Lord, to talk about this subject today. It's a little bit different, but I really believe we can learn today. We love you, Savior, in your son's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Well, my name is Thomas Shepherd, and I am assistant to the president here at West Coast Baptist College. And I want everyone to listen very carefully. Watch now. Right after this, if you have not met some of my friends standing back here, Miss Abby, Brother Stephen, Brother Michael, I want you to get back there and to shake their hand. Get to know them just a little bit better. Dr. Lake was back here passing out flyers today. And Mrs. Lake teaches in our master's program. And then Abby and Michael both work just with college students each and every day. And they are a big help. And West Coast Baptist College is a place where you can come, you can train, you can learn. And we want to get some information in your hands today. Do we have any junior or seniors in high school in here? Would you raise your hand? Any junior or seniors in high school? Wow, quite a few in here. And then let me look over here. Wow, quite a few over here. For all of our juniors and seniors, I want you to see Brother Michael back here. Would you raise your hand, Brother Michael? We're going to have a gift for you, or see Miss Abby. We're going to have a gift for you just right after this session. We'll get something for you. I want you, any junior or senior, right after this, head right up to them. We'll get something in your hand. We want to give you a gift today, okay? Now, I know some of your hands are raised. We'll answer questions here in just a moment, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to take out a pen. You're going to have a pen today, and I want you to take out these notes that you have. Take out these notes, and for the next couple of moments, we are going to talk about effective time management. Now, if you listen, I'll talk fast. We'll get you out of here at a great time. Because we're in a class that's talking about time management, I think we need to be on time today. So I want you to look at a verse here in the book of James, James chapter number 4. And if you don't have your Bible, it's okay. Look on your conference notes there. I want you to look at this verse and check out what it says. It says this: "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow." Watch the question here. "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." For a student to come in here, especially a high school student, and to look at a subject that is entitled effective time management, what does that even mean? When we look at something like this, especially you as a student, as a school, now on summer break, time is not something that necessarily is something that you're going to be thinking about all the time. This is something many times that you might even look at and say, well, that's a good class, but I think maybe that's for adults, or that's for college students, or that's for somebody. So, I mean, well, what, Brother Shipper, can you tell me about time? And to be honest, okay, I get it. In your stage of life, in your life stage, here's what you're thinking about. You're thinking about what's coming up next. You're thinking about summer break. You're thinking about what you're going to do, whether you live here in California or live somewhere else. You're thinking about Fortnite. You're thinking about Xbox. You're thinking about PlayStation. You're thinking about shopping. You're thinking about everything fun that you're going to do throughout the summer. But hold on, listen for just a moment. There's a verse here in the Word of God that says this, and asks this question: well, what is your life? Think about that for just a moment. We're talking about a verse that is making you for a moment think about time. The Bible says that your life, teenager, think about this, your life is but a vapor. It appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For anyone in here that perhaps maybe likes Starbucks, does anybody in here like coffee? Raise your hand. How many like coffee? Wow, a bunch of you like coffee. That's awesome. I love coffee. I like going to Starbucks. You know what's amazing about this verse? It talks about, watch now, this vapor. Have you ever gotten a hot coffee or your mocha or whatever you get, and you've got that mocha, and out of it's really hot, you take the lid off maybe to put some cream in or something, or for some of you, like 8 gallons of sugar in there, okay? And you open it, and you see this kind of steam that goes up. What happens? It disappears. It's gone. Do you know the Bible, teenager, says that's your life? Like, that's your life. Your life is just like taking the lid off, boom, it goes up, and then it's gone. It's over. You say, oh, no, Bishop, you don't understand. I'm 15 years old. I'm 12. I'm 13. I'm 18. I'm 17. Like, look, I mean, I got a lot of time ahead of me. Understand, even at my age, 35, I used to think the way that you think. I just could not wait until, I was 15 and in North Carolina where I grew up. I couldn't wait to get my permit. And then, man, I couldn't wait to be 16. And, man, now I'm gonna have my driver's license. I can't wait to be in high school. And I can't wait to finish high school. And then, man, I couldn't wait to get to college. And I couldn't wait to graduate college. And I couldn't wait to have a girlfriend. And then I couldn't wait to get married. And all these things have taken place in my life. And then, man, I can't wait to have kids. And now where I'm at, I'm like, I can't wait for my kids to get out of the house, you know what I'm saying? But look, like, every stage of life is so far, we're looking forward to the next thing. Next, give me. But then what's amazing is that we get to the end of our life and we look back, here's what we say, I wish I could do it all over again. Because the Bible says your life right now, watch teenager, just is a, it's here and it's gone. So how do you use your time wisely? How can you, as a high school student, how can you, as a teenager, maybe even a 13-year-old here today, how can you effectively use your time? Well, here's how we do it. I want you to write this down. Number one, wisely use it. Would you write that down? Wisely use it. You say, okay, Brother Shepherd, how do we wisely use it? Well, I want you to write this in letter A, be watchful. If you're taking notes today, I want you to write really little, as small as you can, because you're going to be writing down a lot of things here in just a moment. So write small, but I want you to put, number one, wisely use it. And underneath that, write this, be watchful. As an Olympian, I love watching the Olympics. And as an Olympian that comes out and is on a balance beam, they exercise every muscle to maintain that equilibrium that they have as they're walking over that balance beam. We can do those flips and all those turns, everything that they do. Watch now. They exercise all of these muscles to be able to maintain the balance that they have. You as a student now, you as a teenager, have to be watchful. You know why? Because sometimes there's things in your life that's going to throw you off. And you've got to be able to be watchful to maintain, are you ready for this? A focus on Christ. You at your age, you may say, well, I'm very busy. And I get that. There's a lot, I know, you as a high school student, you got a lot on you sometimes. You just come through finals, now you're in your summer. Some of you are going to be working jobs. Some of you seniors are thinking about college and everything else that's going on. Look, I get it. Like, we all live pretty busy lives, but our main focus has got to continue to be on our Savior. On your youth group, in your church, who are you helping? Watch this, write this down. Letter A is to be watchful, but letter B, write this down, live by priorities. Would you write that down? Live by priorities. Without priorities, we can do little, but just kind of spin our wheels. We may have our time filled with our energy invested at full throttle, but we really aren't covering ground. So let me ask you today, think about this. What are your, as a high school student, as a teenager, what are your priorities? Think about that for just a moment. I want you to write down several priorities. On your paper, don't look at anybody else, but just on your paper, I want you to write down several priorities in your life. So maybe you would write down a priority like this. Write it really little, okay? And don't look at others, but just out to the side there of letter B. Maybe it would be like devotions. That would be a priority in your life. What's another priority? Think about this. What about your family? Being nice to a brother or sister. Maybe you just put down, a priority in my life is family. Maybe a priority in your life would be work. Or maybe for some of you that are on a volleyball team or a basketball team or a football team or tennis or cheerleading or whatever the case may be, maybe yours is health. Maybe yours is working out. Maybe yours, so one of your priorities would be a good spirit towards others or youth group. But these priorities that you're writing down right now really are some of the anchors of your life. Every one of us have to be watchful, but then also we have to live by priorities. For some of the adults in here today, they would share with you that we have priorities in our life. For me, my priorities in my life would be my devotions or my spirit or my walk with Christ. Another priority for me would be my family. I have a wife and I have 5 children, Tommy and Lois and London, and we have 3-year-old girls, Nora and Rose. Those are a priority in my life. Another priority for me would be work, and another priority for me would be a run each day, running or working out or whatever the case may be. All of us have priorities. So you as a teenager, how are you going to effectively use your time? Well, I don't know. Okay, that's not good enough. What are you going to do this summer? I don't know. And so literally, I asked probably 3 people in this room today, hey, what are you going to do this summer? You're out of school? Yeah, well, we got a week left, and then 2 others are like, I'm out of school. Okay, what are you going to do with your time? I don't know. Well, what do we have playing this summer? I don't know. Like, maybe they don't like me and they just don't want to tell me, or maybe they really don't know. Listen, teenager, excuse me. Whoa, tune in. We were just told in the Bible that your life is but a vapor. It's here for a little while and it's gone. Like, that's it. And here's how you're going to live on. I don't know. If you get in a habit, junior or senior, of that now, you're going to carry that all the way through college. And next thing you know, you're going to be a 25, 26-year-old that's out there, and they're still drinking Red Bull, and they're living in the basement of their parents' house, and they have 1 year of college under their belt, and they're working some job somewhere, and you hear, this is the rest of their life. What are you going to do with your life? I don't know. What do you want to do with your life? I don't know. Dude, you're 30. Like, figure it out, okay? Look, if for you, it's got to be right now. Have some priorities for you in your life this summer. What's a priority? Okay, a devotion. Well, how... All right, do your devotions. Is that it? How many in here have ever or plan to sometime in your life read through the Bible in a year? Raise your hand. Is anybody like that? You'd like to read through about a ton of you, okay? Well, how about that be part of your devotions? Oh, well, priority for me is family. Well, what about your family? See, all of us have to, if we're going to use our time effectively, we have got to be able to, watch now, have some priorities in our life. Yes, be watchful. Our life is going to be tossed to and fro. We have to maintain concentration on Christ. But then also, we have to have some priorities in our life. But then letter C, would you write this down? Letter C, God must be first. God must be first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, I don't know if we have any youth leaders in this room today, but I was a youth leader for several years, and then I pastored for 10 years, and now I've been on college staff for the past year. Now, listen, watch very carefully. Do you know how hard it is to get you as a teenager to come to church or to go to youth camp or to be involved in a youth group? I'm just going to be super straight with you today, okay? You ready for this? It's like super hard to get you to do anything. You come to youth camp? I don't know. Like, we're going to get you out of that? Well, what's in the way? Well, something's going on. Really? How about we put God first? You know, it's really amazing in your life, excuse me, listening, teenager, that you know, you've been there, you've worked bus routes, you're involved in a youth group, you're here at this conference. Isn't it amazing how many people you call, and man, they're out with their friends, and they're out at a theme park, and they're out doing this, they're playing games all night, and man, here they are, and they're doing all these things, and they've got time for everything. But then you ask them, you come into church, well, I might be there. This means we got to beg and we got to plead for teenagers to come to something that is going to affect their life for all of eternity. I mean, we got time for basketball. We got time for football camp. We got time for cheerleading camp. We got time for tennis practice. We got time to play video games all night long. We got time for Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat. We got time for all those things. But when it comes to things, God, I don't know. I might be there. Excuse me. We have to prioritize. If we're going to prioritize, we have got to, excuse me, teenager, check this out. Keep God first. Keep him first. In your life, if you're going to effectively use your time here on this earth, you have got to learn now at 15, 16, 17 years of age that God has to be first in your life. Now, everybody has written down, watch very carefully now, wisely use it, but I want you to put this down. Number two, willfully plan it. Now, we're going to get kind of practical here, so don't lose me, but keep your pen out, and I want you to write this down. Willfully plan it. Well, how do we do this? Letter A, would you write this down? Map out the weeks, okay? Map out the weeks. He goes, you know, does anybody else not have one today? Raise your hand. We'll get one too. Okay, hey, Michael, we got a ton right in here that don't have handouts. Let's get these to them as quickly as we can. Okay, I'll catch you up here in just a moment. But everybody else, I want you to write this down. Letter A, map out the weeks. Okay, so how do we do this? Now, check it out. How do we map out the weeks? That means this. I want you to write this out to the side, of that. Here's what you're going to put. Everybody put, write this down. Here's what you're going to put. Letter A, map out the weeks. And to the side, what did I accomplish? All right, so put it out to the side. What did I accomplish? That means you look back at your week and you begin to write down, what did I accomplish this past week? Well, for you, it might not be very big, like I took out the trash, or I fed the dog, or I completed my homework, or I got a B on this test, I read through all of Proverbs, or whatever the case may be. You're mapping out your weeks. You're writing down, what did I accomplish? And I want you to put this down as well. Everybody look, write this down to the side right underneath that. What will I accomplish this week? Okay, what will I accomplish this week? Now you're going to begin to write down what you want to accomplish this week. Everyone in here that is probably above the age of 18 years old has already started to use perhaps an app like Evernote or OneNote or other type of apps that help you to keep notes. For me, I'm an Evernote guy. I keep tons and tons of gigabytes of notes on my phone, on my computer. I'm a Mac guy. So I've got all these notes. Now listen very carefully. Watch. Don't lose me. Each and every Sunday evening after church, after I get home, I begin to look at my calendar. I begin to look at and add to what I am going to accomplish this next week. Now what everybody, and this classroom is a little bit different how we got to do this, but it's okay. Just tune in. The idea of mapping out what you want to accomplish is to use the word SMART, okay? Now, if you're smart enough to write it down, write this word down, SMART, S-M-A-R-T, okay? SMART. The idea behind SMART goal development are goals that are, now, if you wrote down SMART, here's what SMART means. The letter S stands for specific, okay? Write it anywhere on your paper. It's yours. You round the back, the front, but I want you to write this down. SMART, specific, letter M, measurable. Okay, write this down. Actionable. SMART, specific, measurable, actionable. What's letter R? Realistic. Okay, realistic. And then the T stands for time-based. Did Abby leave? Is Abby still here? Abby, help me out on the board here real quick. I'm going to have you write this sentence. Everybody else is going to write it at the same time, okay? Now watch, everybody. Now write big if you can, Abby. Okay, now I want everybody to look at your paper, and here's what we're going to do. Here's our homework. We are going to use this method of SMART on this sentence. So everybody, write this sentence down. Write small. I told you write small. Here's what I want you to write down. You ready? Practice a speech in front of family and friends. Are you writing? Everybody write. Write. Fast. Come on. Everybody get it. Practice a speech in front of family and friends every Wednesday night for 30 minutes. Now don't panic. I'll say it again. Watch. Practice a speech in front of family and friends every Wednesday night for 30 minutes. Now watch as we begin to dig in, effectively using your time. How are we going to do this? We're going to use this SMART method. Now, if you misspelled something, don't worry about it. You're not passing this in. But Miss Abby up here, you can look over here on this board. Everybody look over here. She's gotten it written down for us, okay? Now, first of all, we want to look at this first, practice a speech. When you look at that, what is that? If you underline practice a speech, that is actionable. You're doing something that takes action. So write that down. Underline it and put actionable, okay? Practice a speech. Now, underline in front of family and friends. Okay, well, what is this? This is realistic. This is real life. This is taking place. This is something that you can accomplish. You can do. It's actionable. Practice a speech in front of family and friends. Now watch this. I want you to highlight or underline or whatever, circle every Wednesday. Everybody do that. Every Wednesday. Okay, what is this? This is time-based. You've just given yourself a time. Time-based. Then lastly, what we see here is Wednesday night, 4:30 minutes. What does that mean? That is specific. It's specific. Now, everybody wrote that down. If you need any help, we'll leave this up here, okay? But this is specific. Now, thank you so much, Abby. Now, everybody look up here. Watch this. We have practice a speech in front of family and friends every Wednesday night for 30 minutes, okay? So every week, here's what you're doing. You're mapping out your week. Now, all of a sudden, you write these things down, okay? Do my devotions 10 minutes in the morning, every morning, whatever the case may be. Then you might put down, practice a speech in front of family and friends every Wednesday night for 30 minutes. What is taking place here? What you're doing is you are using this SMART method. Now, I'm telling you, watch this. For any high school student, this is going to tremendously help you in accomplishing goals that you want to get done. Why? Because you have made something that is actionable. You're practicing a speech. This is something that you have got to accomplish. So here's what's going to help you accomplish it. It's actionable in front of family and friends. It's realistic. This is something that you can accomplish. Watch this. It is time-based. What do you mean it's time-based? Well, every Wednesday night, you've now written this down. This is what you want to accomplish. Well, okay, every Wednesday night, but I mean, is it an hour? Is it 3 hours? Even when I wrote down for this session is supposed to be 40 minutes, okay? It is what? It's specific. You've got to be specific. Here's what happens. Look. Here's what happens when it comes to teenagers. Here's where you get off. It's because you sit here and you make all these, okay, here's what I'm going to accomplish this week. Clean my glasses. Do devotions. I want to get an A on a test. Okay, but how are you going to get an A on a test? You have got to use the SMART method. You have got to get back and make this. You've got to look at, okay, if I want to accomplish these things, how am I going to do it? Okay, well, then we can start to write down, like, maybe study for an hour chemistry before I fill in the blank. Or you can start putting in, make note cards and go back to it every Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I'm going to begin to look, watch now, use this SMART method. Shepard, hold on, time out. Dude, look, I just got out of school. Like, I am ready to just take it to the high seas and coast through the summer, and maybe I'll think about this next semester. I'm telling you, the habits, teenagers, that you set up in your life right now, many times are the habits that you are going to carry through for the rest of your life. A person that is in their 30s that is lazy did not become lazy because they went from 29 to 30 and all of a sudden they're lazy. You know, they developed the lazy tendencies that they have at 12 years old. A person doesn't say, well, you know, God doesn't really care for me, and I don't know, I don't really care for church. And a person has turned 40, and all of a sudden, you know what, God's nothing to me. No, they started to develop that habit when they were not in their Bible like they should have been. A person has, turned 21 years of age, and then all of a sudden, well, I want nothing to do with God, and you know what, everything else comes before God. You know what, I could really care less about all this stuff. Because they turned 21, that didn't happen. Here's what happened. It's because at 11, 12, and 13 years of age, they were putting everything else before teen camp. They were putting everything else before the youth group. They were putting everything else before going to church. And look, I mean, church is okay, but honestly, I mean, I got baseball practice, and I got to be in sports, and I got soccer going on. And so, if you're not careful, teenager, I know your parents aren't here. I'm talking to you. If you're not careful and all of a sudden soccer and baseball, football, and all these things come first, I'm telling you, when you get on your own and head to college at 18, 19 years old, that those are the same habits that you are going to carry with you. When you write down something like SMART, it's not something to say, well, this sounds good. You know, I might use something. I'm telling you, we have professors that are in here right now. If we brought Dr. Lake up here and began to ask her, she would tell you, put into motion these things right now in your life. Why? Because it will affect you in a very positive way. We have letter A. If you wrote it down, map out the weeks. But I want you to write this down. Letter B, use calendar updates. Use calendar updates. Say, oh, Brother Shepherd, are you going to get out your little notebook and show us your calendar? No, to be honest with you, I'm not a notebook type of guy, okay? Are you ready? Here's my calendar. Here's my calendar all the time. Oh, so you have a phone. Well, I don't have, look, before you start making excuses, look, my watch, everything I have, my calendar is always with me. You know what's so funny? Listen, you ask any youth pastor. I'm not busting on you. I love you, but I'm just telling you. It is very frustrating when a youth pastor comes up to you and says, hey, are you coming to the activity tomorrow night?
What activity?
You know, the one that we've been announcing for like 8 weeks straight, and we've handed out papers, and we've sent you Facebook notices, and like we all but kicked you in the face and told you that there's a youth group coming, a youth activity coming up. I'm just kidding, man. Some of you are like, look, we remind you over and over and over again. What if you started getting in the habit of writing down or keeping a calendar right now? Well, I'm only 14 years old. It's not that big of a deal. Can I tell you something? My son is 9 years old. Tommy is absolutely obsessed with Fortnite and basketball and all things that little boys at 9 years old do. I mean, it's just, it's his life. But can I tell you this? Even at his age, we have up on his wall, it's a Steph Curry calendar, but we have a calendar that is on his wall. And you know, at 9 years old, he is already starting to put into practice what we're talking about today. He puts up there things that he accomplished in that day and even looks ahead and begins to write down things that are coming up. If you were going to his room, you're looking at his Steph Curry calendar that's on the wall. He already has spiritual leadership conference, probably something spelled wrong, but it's still in there. And he's got this era that's marked through these first 3 days. I'm telling you, you're not too young to use this. Use your calendar. How many in here, just be honest, okay? Doesn't matter how old it is or how new it is. How many have a cell phone in this section? Raise your hand. If you have a cell phone, raise your hand. Okay, probably 80%. How about this middle section? How many have a cell phone? Raise your hand. Raise it high. Let me see. Okay, more than. We're looking at 90 percentile, okay? How about this section? How many have a cell phone, okay? How many have a cell phone, all right? How many have a flip phone? Like you literally, like legit, you flip it open in this section. Anybody have a flip phone? Okay, how about this section? Anybody have like, it's like a flip phone. Anybody? Okay, how about this section? You have a flip phone? Okay, get out. No, I'm just joking. Like, besides her, everybody should have a calendar in your phone, okay? Besides the old like phones that, you know, legit, you have to show us later, but it folds open like this, and you put the antenna up like this, and you could use it. But most of everybody in here, you have a phone that has a calendar. That means this. Start to use that calendar now. Your teacher tells you, or you write down homework, you got something coming up, or your youth group, whatever. Start to write down in your calendar. Set a reminder. It will help you to get into that habit now. Now I want you to write this down. Letter C, break. Now write small, okay? Break big task up. Okay? That means this, you're breaking big task into smaller task. The thing that absolutely overwhelms young people today, overwhelms them, is big task. Okay, so I am the assistant to the president here at West Coast Baptist College. One of the things that are on our plate in our office is graduation. Okay, that means graduation for West Coast Baptist College. In that graduation, if I told you today, so if I just said, Alexis, look, I want you to run graduation. Okay, good, got it. What do we do? Like, I mean, good, whatever. Like, everybody put on a black thing and a weird hat and walk around with a little tassel. That's all we do, right? You know, in our punch list for that, there's around 12,000 different things that have to be done and marked out. Like little things, names, numbers, this, that, ordering stuff. I mean, we're talking about secretaries that work a year in advance on thousands of different things that have to be done each and every day. If I told you, okay, look, here's what I want you to get the campus cleaned up. How do you get this campus cleaned up? I mean, do you start mowing? Do you start trimming? Do you start? Here's what you do. You take a big task and you break it down. That means if we start with something small, let's say your parents come in, they say, all right, Brother Shepherd, why don't you go clean the bathroom? Okay, clean the bathroom, got it. But how do we accomplish that? We take a big task and we break it down. So if you were given the task of a bathroom, here's what you do. You break it down. I need to scrub out the commode, potty, toilet, whatever you call it, okay? I need to wash down the sink. I need to wipe down the mirror. What are you doing? You're taking something that's big and you're breaking it down. If I told you today, for many of you say, I want to read maybe through the Bible in a year. Well, how do you read through the Bible in a year? Dr. Lester's daughter is here today. Dr. Lester is known for reading his Bible. I think the most he did was probably like 5 or 6 times in 1 year. Your sister read it through. How many times did she do it? I think it was 9 times in 1 year. The entire Bible, 9 times in 1 year. How do you do that? You have to break down. You take 365 days or 366 days if it's a leap year and you begin to mark out, okay, I can read this many chapters, got to do this. Well, listen, this is something that you can do. This is something that you can accomplish. How do you do it? Start marking it down. Have a goal. Have something that you can put in. But you take those tasks and you begin to narrow them down, mark them down to smaller things. Now, once you write this down, we're almost done. Number 2, you should have willfully plan it. And number 3, I want you to write this down, win by controlling it. Number 3, win by controlling it. Okay, teenager, what controls your life? If I were to ask today, how many read their Bible this morning? I'm not going to do it, but I am sure there's quite a few in here, Brother Damon, that say, I did not read my Bible today. There's teenagers in here that just say, I just did not read it. But I wonder if I asked how many read it this past week, not for something in your school and not because Pastor Chapel said to last night. I'm talking about this week on your own, you opened the Bible and you read it. You know, there's a lot of students in here, a lot of high school students, just they haven't. Can I ask you what's controlling your life? The number one thing that controls a life of a young person today, would you write this in letter A, is social media. Social media. Is it amazing how many times we're heading to church and we forget our phone and we are getting the car and we are in a panic to run back in and go get our car or to go get our phone? Where's my phone? Oh, I got to have it. Soon as the pastor's done, soon as the teacher's done, that's the first thing you do. Man, you pull it out and you start scrolling, you start checking. You're aimlessly scrolling through Instagram pictures that you don't even know half these people, and you're just mindlessly sitting there just scrolling through, just sitting there, how many snaps have come in the last hour, how many followers should I have? Do you know that if you're not careful, social media is not a bad thing, but if you're not careful, social media will begin to run your life. Letter B, can you write this down? How about hobbies? In my life, I love to snowboard. In my life, I love to play basketball. I love to play golf. These things are good. These things are great. 4 times a week, I work out. I love to run. But can I tell you this? Listen very carefully. I don't want that to control my life. What controls your life? In your stage, this life stage that you're in, if you're not careful, you really will slip through the next year and pick up your Bible maybe 12 times to read it in a year. If you're uncareful, you might go to 1 or 2 activities, and maybe if you could fit it in. If you're not careful, a whole year will gone by and you've missed it. Why? Because of social media, because of hobbies. But would you write this down, letter C? Something else that's very controlling is, now watch, friends. Hey, Brother Shepherd, what's wrong with social media? What's wrong with hobbies? What's wrong with basketball or golf? Or what's wrong with playing tennis or soccer? Or what's friends? Are you kidding me? We're not even allowed to have friends? What are you talking about? No, what I'm talking about, listen now, is what controls your time? Do you put more time into basketball and watching and Facebook and Instagram, Snapchat, and these things than you do the very Word of God? Is it a friend that controls your life? It's so amazing nowadays. You come up to a group of people and say, hey, you're going to be at youth camp this year? And they look over to the friend like, well, what, are you going to youth camp? Well, I'm sorry. Well, not what they're going to do. What are you going to do? You lead the way. You lead the charge. In my life, listen, teenager, we're almost done. In my life, there's not a lot of things that I fear, but I do have one fear, and it's a healthy fear. But I do have a fear that I get to the end of my life and I have a what-if moment. Ready for this? A what-if. What if I would have stepped out by faith? What if I would have followed the Lord? What if I would have done what my parents told me to do? What if I would have gone to youth camp? What if instead of just goofing off during this whole session, I would have paid attention and written down some smart goals for my life or some priorities to live by? What if? Hey, teenager, don't get to the end of your life and have a what-if moment. Don't become a senior next year and graduate and have that what-if moment. What if I would have applied myself? What if I would have tried harder? What if I could have gone? What if I could have done? No, in your life, listen now, use your time wisely. I'll be up at the front, and any questions that you may have, we want to be able to answer those for you. Any information, see Abby or Michael at the back for West Coast Baptist College. We want to get some information in all of our junior and senior. If you're a junior or senior in here, we want to get something in your hands, and so you go ahead and head to the back. Everybody else, thank you so much for being here. Let's be dismissed in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you for the teenagers. They're so in tune, God. It's really incredible to see. We love you, Savior. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, teenagers. You are dismissed.